So let me tell you a little bit about James and Stephen. And again, it's going to be brief, because I've been told to be brief about introductions. And I'll start with James Wynn II from Virginia, who's a principal with Quatt Associates, working with a number of advocacy groups, professional societies, educational institutions, foundations, and media organizations in the area of executive comp, deferred comp arrangements, staff compensation systems, and structures and employee benefit plan design. He has published in the journal Taxation of Exempts, and this is in even half of what was in his bio. So please read his bio. You'll be impressed by both Stephen and James for sure. Stephen Clark has been a managing director of the Exempt Organizations Division at Ernst & Young, based in Washington, D.C. for the past 10 years. He has spoken at this conference numerous times before. He has worked for the IRS tax exempt and government entities in several capacities. Throughout his career, he has worked with nonprofit organizations, helping them to understand and comply with tax and other regulatory requirements, while also helping them to meet their charitable goals. Please help me welcome James Wynn and Stephen Clark. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the kind introduction. And I want to welcome all of you to ask whatever questions you'd like during the course of our presentation. We'd welcome the dialogue, so don't hesitate. Today we'll be talking about setting, paying, and disclosing compensation within the guardrails of federal tax law, particularly 4958, 4960, and 6033 Form 990 reporting obligations. And let's kick it off with the considerations for setting compensation. James, you want to share a few of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our firm is a management consulting firm that specializes in nonprofit compensation. And, you know, as we were putting this presentation together, there's several themes that will come out and be consistent throughout. And given the 45 minutes, we just wanted to kind of hammer them at the beginning, and you'll hear them as we go on. But when you think about our theme here, you know, compensation and benefits, how do we set it, how do we pay, and how do we disclose? I often think of kind of when I do staff comp projects with an employer, one of the first things we ask is kind of like, what does success look like at the end of this? And that answer, I think, also applies here when we think about executive compensation. You know, success is when, you know, that staff member can say, you know, I might not agree with what they're paying me, but I do understand how they're going about it. I understand their rationale, and I understand what I can do to affect compensation. And when you think more globally about an organization and the executive compensation and the overall staff, you know, cost budgets, I think when you think of stakeholders, be it a donor, program recipients, the public, you know, family members, you know, other board members, the same thing is true here. They might not always agree with the dollar amount, but if you can get them to understand, you know, how we went about it, why, and in some ways using, you know, what we're going to talk about here to really justify your stance, you can really set yourself up for success. So the simplest thing I can give you is be proactive in every aspect of compensation. And I'll give you kind of the most direct example is one of the worst things is when an employee is coming into your office with a resignation that they got a higher offer elsewhere. Now you're on the back foot, you're reacting, you're not really sure what to counter with, you know, do you have to come out over the top, etc. Always be proactive, and it's not just in that situation. It's proactive in managing kind of the compensation over a multiple amount of years. You know, what will it look like? Is this the final contract for the CEO? You know, are we anticipating, you know, some kind of legacy benefit for them, et cetera? You have way more options if you're proactive and anticipating that at the out front. And for those of you who are, you know, general counsel and or board members in this room, you know, I think this is a role that you can really serve, or a financial officer, really kind of thinking ahead and really setting yourself up as an organization for success. The second thing, again, it's simple advice, but I have so many clients who struggle with this initially. You know, adopt an annual schedule, an annual calendar, and make it a reasonable one. Know who your board is, know kind of their personalities, know your